This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you want to check us out online, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You can book us now. 1-866-233-0747. It's a different number than the call-in. 1-866-233-0747 if you'd like to book us. With that said, you can also jump over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. 15 articles sent out every day. As a matter of fact, I just had a gubernatorial candidate from Michigan call yesterday. Had a conversation with him. We'll be adding him on to the contributor or contributions listing as a contributor for those that write articles for the Sons of Liberty Media.com. If you go to the right side of that page, you can go over to live. It's a live feed. It's our YouTube page. Click onto it and then join us on live chat. By the way, all of you friends on live chat and YouTube, please click on your receiving email, the feed, every day so you get my alerts, okay? Just wanted to make sure that you got those. If you're having any problems with those, please let us know. But again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page, click onto the YouTube page and join us on live chat, or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. Same thing there. We're on the front page. Click us on, join us on live chat. If you want to give us a call, you're listening from one of the 122 affiliates that we have across the country, please give us a call at 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here. What we're going to be talking about today is because, friends, the coronavirus, we're talking about a new topic because the coronavirus narrative is falling apart. I was just out at the store this morning, about 45 minutes away. Interestingly enough, folks, I would say it was the 98% of the people that didn't have masks on that were very irritated with what's going on, even with these companies just going on with the charade that's being sold to us through the federal government and state governments even today. Again, remember, it's forced compliance, friends, and people are not drinking the Kool-Aid for the most part. So don't think just because the media is saying everybody is and showing you pictures with everybody having masks on, it's not what's happening in real time. It's not what's happening out there, friends, at least not here in the state of Minnesota. So again, I wanted to let you know we're going to be talking about the mainstream media's useful idiots now resorting to race baiting once again. Why are they picking up a new narrative, friends? You heard during the break, they're fueling the narrative. They're pouring gas to create hysteria across the United States of America. You need to understand those that create the crisis. They send in the brown shirts, and what do they do behind the brown shirts? Then they come in and play the problem solvers, so they look like a bunch of heroes to those that they're actually assailing on so many fronts. And we're going to be talking about that as well. But folks, you see the race baiting going on here again, and quite frankly, I'm sick and tired of it. Leon Trotsky, he was a Russian revolutionary under none other than Joseph Stalin, the murderous dictator. He was the head of his military. He's the one that said, listen, we need to create a verbiage to actually browbeat dissenters, those that don't fall in line with what we push through. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. When we create that, if they don't fall in line, let's just begin to browbeat them. It's exactly what you're seeing today. Are you sick and tired of being a racist? Are you sick and tired of being called a bigot or another name, friends? Because this is all these people can resort to, is name calling, because they don't have the law on their side. You do. They can go ahead and call me whatever they want to call me. It's not going to move me. And they're fools for their pains in an attempt in doing so. At least here it is anyways. We're going to be talking about that as well. I wanted to, as we tee that up, I kind of wanted to just share something with my listeners that I brought up over the last couple days. We all know about Mr. Chauvin, the cop, the police officer that choked the life out of George Floyd. We all know that. And it's interesting, as I'm looking at his picture even now he's been charged. It's interesting, if they'd have charged him the first day, we'd have never had these supposed alleged riots going on in Minneapolis and or these fires or lootings going on if he'd have been charged immediately. But that didn't happen. They had to create another crisis just like they did in Los Angeles after the Rodney King case. And I showed you what they were missing there. But with that said, It's interesting. You look at the picture of this criminal choking the life out of George Floyd. And I want to say this too. It's not going to be good when this guy gets to jail, I can tell you that, if he gets there, especially with what he did and how he did it. He did it spitefully and he did it arrogantly, and he deserves everything he gets. This police officer does, because he is a criminal, is what he is. This is rogue, is what it is. But if you look at the picture, you look at this rogue police officer with his knee right in the neck of George Floyd. And you can see him literally choke the air out of him over 7 to 9 minutes of just sitting there and not listening to the fact that he's telling everybody he can't breathe. Well, folks, isn't this what politicians have been doing to the American people? We can see what starts at the top goes to the bottom. I want you to think about that. Isn't this a great parallel of exactly what government's been doing to we the people? And I'm talking about corruption again. Yes, it is. Folks, everybody's in protest about this cop. Good. They should be in protest concerning this criminal who's called a police officer, right? And that's good, but the fact of the matter is, friends, government's been doing this to you for a long time. And with that said, another meme came out. By the way, it's another picture. A meme is something that you post on social media. And what it has is, it says, this guy posted this, Herschel Lieberman. He said, I see a doctor, an engineer, a philosopher, a rocket scientist, a physicist, and a lawyer. And what it is a bunch of these hoodlums that are looting at the stores in Minnesota, in Minneapolis here. And again, this just came into play in my thought process. I thought, wait a second, they're breaking into these stores and they're looting from these stores. Isn't this what politicians have been doing? Crisis after crisis after crisis after crisis. They're looting the coffers of the American taxpayer. So when I look at these that are looting from these stores in Minneapolis, folks, I just got to remember, this is what the politicians have been doing to we the people, all 330 million of us, for a long, long time. And yet here's the mainstream media, they're useful idiots, highlighting these crimes in which they should be, because for by the law is the knowledge of sin, Romans 3:20. But the fact of the matter is, we can see that the apple doesn't fall too far from the corrupt tree when it comes from those in government to the citizenry here in the United States of America. Isn't that right? Yeah, I think it is. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Quick break, coming right back up.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back under Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
So, you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
One in that one. Fred Weinstein. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I want to get to this, but I want to give you an analogy really quick here. I got a couple things going on here in my head. The more we do to you, the less you seem to believe that we are doing it. Who said that? SS officer, brown shirt. Dr. Joseph Mengele, he called himself a doctor. He was a mass murderer. They called him the Angel of Death. Again, he was a German SS officer. The more we do to you, the less you seem to believe that we are doing it. Okay? Around 100 BC, before Christ, Rome had no fire department. An army general politician, Marcus Licinius Crassus, established a personal firefighting force. When a fire broke out, Crassus would arrive on site and proceed to bargain for the burning building and all surrounding the structures until the owner would agree with his lower price. The more the fire burned, the less he would bargain. So what did Crassus do? Well, he went on to be known as one of the richest men in Roman history through his extortive measures. Okay? Folks, always keep in mind, not in every given case, but what we see here in America today, who profits from the crisis? Who profits from terrorism? Who profits from these created situations that we're seeing today in so many different ways? And by the way, they'll also jump onto something that did actually happen. And we remember when Dead Fish Rahm Emanuel said, listen, we're never going to let a good crisis go to waste. So if we see one, we're going to jump in on it. And then what we'll do is we'll spin the narrative the way that we want it to go. That's exactly right. So again, we're going to be talking about this in just a moment, friends, because I want to make sure that people understand who's starting the fires in so many different ways. You just heard during the break, friends, the CIA-controlled media and the useful idiots, they're the ones fueling the hysteria across America, and they're the ones creating something that doesn't exist. And we've learned this over and over and over and over again, friends. Do you remember when Michael Brown was shot by the police officer for charging the police officer? Remember how they jumped on the whole bandwagon about how it was a black-white thing, and then they got footage footage of Michael Brown in the store bullying people and stealing stuff. And then everything started to make sense. Well, the media just kept fueling the narrative. They didn't care about the facts. They just wanted to lead the opposition as they controlled the opposition. Okay? They created it and they let it out, friends, because they wanted the outcome that they were looking for. Well, do you remember, folks, we had people on the radio during that time, and we had, they called it an interracial service, okay? Colors from all over the world met. Pastoral people did, overseers did. And we were talking to one of them who was having a pool party at his home during that time in Missouri after these alleged riots took place. And it was interesting to note that when we had him on the phone, he said, what we see here in our own backyard in Missouri concerning these riots that are being promoted and broadcasted throughout the mainstream media, he said these are two different stories. He said we've caught the media over and over again trying to gather people together so they can get a tight shot of those that are actually rioting and protesting. Also keep in mind, individuals during that time that Michael Brown was shot, and again, they wanted to create that war of division to divide and conquer, Mark 325. Also keep in mind, friends, many of the people that were on the streets were approached by provocateurs, brown shirts that were sent in by the government to continuously create more issues that were going on during that particular time. Well, guess what, friends? Same thing's happening here in many Minneapolis. There's a lot of weird stuff going on during this whole situation. Okay? We're going to be talking about that. Again, I'm just putting a little salt on your tongue. But what I want to get to first is I want to get to what's happening. They're trying to fuel this narrative of black and white again. And I don't know how many times, friends, I've continuously pulled the wood out of this fire. Get away from the issue. And listen, I said to you yesterday, and I've said it to you before, Jesus didn't come to save your skin. He came to save your soul. And in Acts 17:26, the Bible says that all nations are one blood. So we're in this together. The only ones trying to divide the people are the ones that are trying to control the people, friends. And this is what we have to come to terms with. They're trying to break us down so they can wield more control over us, so they can enslave us. Okay? And who better to do this kind of stuff, friends, than Jesse Jackson, the wannabe, or Al Sharpton, or Colin Kaepernick. Oh, speaking of him, Colin Kaepernick, it's interesting how he plays the race card, but did you know that he actually has white parents? He was adopted. I just wanted to show you how these useful idiots operate. See, the useful idiots listen to the useful idiots, and then they spew out their junk, and there's the mainstream media's useful idiots putting the microphone and the cameras right up to the useful idiot's face in hopes that there's going to be other useful idiots that are going to catch on and emulate the useful idiots. I'm not kidding. You can't make this up. Do you remember when Colin Kaepernick said, I'm not going to stand up to show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color? Who's making a race issue out of it? I also want to say this. Yesterday, I was live streaming. I had a live feed going on. My phone, I pick it up, and all of a sudden there's all these feeds rolling up. And there was a young lady. She seemed like a cool girl. She happened to be a black girl, and she was fueling the narrative, the very things that she is alleging to be condemning, she's actually advocating, and I hope this is happening inadvertently. But friends, she's sitting there talking about white supremacy and this, that, and the other thing. Wait a second. That's fine. I understand it. I understand that there are real people that call themselves white supremacists. But I want to say this to this young lady, and on both sides of the aisle, black power is as dangerous as white power is. And when you condemn one side, you need to understand you're actually fueling what you feel that you're actually pulling the wood out of concerning the fires that are being lit across the country. You're not condemning anything. You're actually playing the provocateur in your ignorance. It's interesting, friends, when you look at government, you look at Lady Justice. Does she have her eyes just on the white people and maybe one eye on the black people and one eye on the white people in favor of the white people against the black people? Now, I know that we have a history of that, but isn't it water under the bridge? No. Hey, folks, go back. Yes, it is water under the bridge. Who resurrected all of this, friends? Barack Hussein Obama did, and 330 million people let him do it. But I want to tell you something. In real time, I'm not seeing this happen. This is the media feeding the narrative, creating the narrative to divide and conquer again. I want to say this. When you look at Lady Liberty, and I'm sorry, not Lady Liberty, Lady Justice, she has blindfolds on. She must, apparently, according to what I'm gathering from that, she is there as one that is colorblind. And that's why they put a blindfold on her. It's the reference is the law condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Not condemning the black and justifying the white, or condemning the white and justifying the black. See, this is men. This is what men do. This is what sinful man does. He divides. And why are they dividing? Because they're listening to their father, the devil, who's an accuser of the brethren, who comes to seek, steal, and destroy, John 10:10. And they haven't quite figured it out yet because they're listening to the useful idiots, and then they become as they emulate the useful idiots. Folks, let's think about what's going on here. Lady Justice has a blindfold on. It's an issue of law. Matter of fact, Martin Luther King, back during the Civil Rights Movement, he said it plain as day. This isn't an issue of black and white. This is an issue of law, and that all men are created equal under the law, under God, right? When we make reference to God, we're not going to be having black-white issues. But what they do is they put the likes of Colin Kaepernick up. Or Jesse Jackson. Or they put up Al Sharpton. They're demoralized, right? Read 1 Kings 13:33 again. But I want to go back to this. Do you remember when Colin Kaepernick said, I'm not going to stand up to show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people? Hey, listen, I'm not for oppressing anybody. But again, what this useful idiot is doing is he's actually advocating and playing the provocateur in provoking the very things that he claims to be condemning. Now, I want you to remember this. If you remember, the controversy started around Colin Kaepernick, who rejected reality while giving himself over to the propagandists. Just like I said, he refused to stand for the national anthem during a preseason National Football League game. And at the same time, Colin was protesting racism, a created word to browbeat dissenters. That's what it's about, friends. And I also want to say this, and I'm not saying this, I'm not playing the color game here, but I do want to reiterate the point that, you know, we're at the Minnesota State Fair every year. There's literally, I think, 3 million people that go through that state fair every year. And Black Lives Matters had a booth up, this is probably 3 years ago, and folks, you couldn't, just to go get a hot dog, it'd take you 10 minutes just to get there, even if you had to walk less than a block. Folks, and I remember walking over there and getting a hot dog, and I remember looking over at Black Lives Matter in their booth. There was not one person there. And then they had one inside the grandstand, and they had, I think, a crowd of two people. So we need to understand that these organizations are created to do the very things that they claim that they're defeating or condemning.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Fury sparked by George Floyd's death in Minneapolis spawned massive protests and chaos across the country last night into this morning. And in Minneapolis, demonstrators ignored a curfew.
and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz said that the protests were initially peaceful, but now have turned toward wanton destruction and chaos, and has said that he will bring in the Minnesota National Guard.
I'm authorizing and talking to General Jensen to fully mobilize the Minnesota National Guard, an action that has never been taken in the 164-year history of the Minnesota National Guard. We will pull in assets, as we have been doing, and for those Minnesotans who are wondering, where are the fire trucks? Where are the police that are out there? The situation was so broad and the tactics were so bent on causing destruction that every single person we had mobilized, again, the largest in state history last evening, was engaged in that.
This is USA Radio News. As unrest spreads across dozens of American cities, the Pentagon has now taken the rare step of ordering the Army to put several active-duty U.S. military police units on the ready to deploy to Minnesota, where the police killing of George Floyd sparked protests. Soldiers from Fort Bragg, North Carolina, and Fort Drum in New York have been ordered to be ready to deploy within 4 hours if called. Soldiers in Fort Carson, Colorado, and Fort Riley, Kansas, have been told to be ready within 24 hours. The Bakersfield, California Police Department said they've arrested a man after he attempted to drive his SUV through a crowd of protesters, hitting two 15-year-olds and causing injuries. Police charged Michael Tran for attempted murder after the California man accelerated his SUV into the crowd. It appeared that Tran had driven by the protesters multiple times and even talked to some of them, potentially antagonizing them. 10 protesters were later arrested when some demonstrators began to throw bottles and attempted to block the roadway. This is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, folks, I can tell you right now, again, combating what's going on here in Minneapolis, I can tell you right now, friends, they're just testing the waters to see how far the people are going to let them go. And we've already seen Tim Walz act out to be the tyrant that he really is. And this is now being... without a shadow of a doubt, friends, this is being fueled, no question about it. And it's interesting, you know, just food for thought. It's interesting how these people are looting stores. I guess according to their mindsets, two wrongs make a right. You're demanding justice, and you go inside of a store and you steal property that doesn't belong to you? Are you kidding me? You're digging a hole. But I do want to say this. The way that they're spinning this now, friends, is so out of control that the governor would dare initiate bringing in the Minnesota National Guard. Give me a break. This is a show of force, friends. Here, this is the chief of police yesterday, and we're going to be talking about more of this, but it coincides with what we're talking about even now. And I want you to listen to this carefully. This, again, is the chief of police from yesterday. And I don't know why I'm not getting any volume out of this thing, but it doesn't surprise me. Here we go. But listen to what he has to say in contrast to what you just heard from the governor.
The evening of the demonstrations were there was a different tenor last night. There was a different group of individuals. And I want to preface this. The vast majority of people that have come together have been doing so peacefully. But there was a core group of people that had really been focused on causing some destruction. Certainly we saw that with some of the...
They're paid provocateurs, the brown shirts, friends.
We were certainly...
Who sent them in?
Prepared in terms of that immediate area to provide for the safety. But if any of you followed, of course, the events last night, the crowds got larger and they became more mobile. And so, you know, our number one priority is the preservation of life, and so we wanted to make sure that we were looking at that from those who are gathering peacefully in the area who are also being threatened and risked, our neighboring residents, and also those businesses. And so there was a shift that certainly occurred last night.
Listen carefully about who they are, looters, rioters.
We continue to follow that information, that intel. I'm keeping the mayor briefed on that as we speak. I will just say that it was clear to me, and also hearing from our local community leaders, that many of the people that were involved in the criminal conduct last night were not known Minneapolitans to them. And so, so yes, there were certainly people.
In other words, what he's saying, friends, these looters and these rioters are not from Minnesota. They're not from the Twin Cities area. So where did they come from? Well, who's starting the fires? Who gains from the fires? Through extortive measures. What's happening right now in front of your faces? I want to go back, and I want to say to those, you're calling for justice, because I'm broadcasting 1530 a.m. in Minneapolis here. You're calling for justice as you transgress the law that you want magnified against the crime as you commit the crime? You're the worst of men. It shows everybody what you're really after. You're not after justice. You're after what you can get out of it. The fact of the matter is you don't make the bad guy look bad by breaking the law with him. And this is not justice what you're looking for. You're looking for an excuse to act out and be who you really are. And you're just as guilty as those that you point your finger at if that's the kind of way that you carry yourself in such a situation as this. I'm embarrassed for you. And you belong in jail with the bad guys. That you would do something like that, you defeat your whole purpose every step of the way when you act in such a fashion. I'm absolutely embarrassed for you. I really am. I want to get over to Colin Kaepernick, and I want to lay this out. Because, again, he's talking about how, again, he's making it a black-white issue, okay, defeating his own purpose. Again, keep in mind, he was adopted by white parents. He said he would not stand up to show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color. Think about what I just said, because he's going to catch himself real quick. Okay? Webster's 1828 dictionary defines oppressed, burdened with unreasonable impositions, overburdened or depressed. Really, oppressed. Collins' life proves just the exact opposite of oppression. Why? Well, he signed a $114 million contract with the NFL. Apparently, Colin has failed to remember that those that he calls oppressed live in America where they have the opportunity to become what they work to become, 2 Thessalonians 3:10. As a matter of fact, take a quick look at others that are oppressed as the victim of circumstance, Colin Kaepernick. Okay, the spokesperson, the new civil rights hero, Colin Kaepernick. Okay, now look at this is why nobody can take this guy serious, and nor should you. Did you know that the National Football League has 68% black people? 68%. If you were to look at it in the light that he claims to have, it's the white people that are being oppressed, right? Not the black people. Because in the National Football League, 68% of those football players are black. Good for them. 0.7% are Latinos. Good for them. 1.1% are Asian and 28% white. You know what this all reminds me of? It reminds me of when the good people in America, a majority of them being white, looked at a Barack Hussein Obama and said, let's give this guy a shot. Because it's not an issue of color, said the white people in America. What did Barack Hussein Obama do when he got into the People's White House? He started dividing. Wait a second. Who voted you in to become the president of the United States of America? Oh, we don't want the people to think that far, Bradley. Well, I want you to think that far, friends, because it was the white people that put them there. These football heroes, 68% of them black, who are paying for tickets? A good portion of them, friends, are white people. See? So just let all of this, friends, pull the wood out of this fire that the likes of a Colin Kaepernick or a Al Sharpton or a Jesse Jackson want to feel. Or these ignorant people that stand up and they want black power. Or these ignorant white people that want white power. They're both self-defeating. You lose and corruption wins. Okay. Did you know that the National Basketball Association has 74.4% black people? Good for them. 23.3% are white basketball players. 1.8% are Latinos and 0.2% are Asian players. This is in the National Basketball League. What is Colin Kaepernick talking about? What is he talking about? Why is he playing the useful idiot? Why is he going along with this narrative that doesn't exist? Hey, Colin, to those people of color that are saying, well, you don't understand, you're white. Oh, no, 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 wait a second. I was born and I was born and raised in North Minneapolis. Okay, I was raised up as you would call the hood. And we were all in it together. It didn't matter what color we were, okay? So you're not listening to a person of privilege in the eyes of those like Colin Kaepernick or others that had greater advantages, far greater advantages than I've ever had my whole life. Okay? And what these guys are getting paid is just outrageous. And just think about this, friends. As he claims that he's not going to stand for a flag or show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people, consider his $114 million contract with what to that of what a soldier gets paid, risking his lives to make sure that he can still remain in a free country in a constitutional war if there are any left. I need to add that. He contradicts himself at every given step. And so do people that just go along without thinking. Hey, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Period. Colin also might want to take the time to note of the fact that those who followed his lead in disrespecting the American flag just happened to be criminals. Did you know that? Did you know those that jumped on the bandwagon of not standing up for the American flag? Well, I did a little homework, and I wanted to see if they had criminal records. And guess what? Every single one of them that defied the American flag defied our laws as well. What are they talking about? Hey, folks, I don't care who, you know, here, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you're a person of color, or if you're white, black, whatever color you are, and you want to prove your point as to how I'm wrong right now, I want you to do it, but I want you to consider this, first of all, the Word of God, okay? 1-866-582-9933, because you don't have a leg to stand on if you want to divide people by color. In any sense of the word. I also want to bring this up. Do you remember when this rogue police officer killed George Floyd just this last week? What was the first thing the media went to, friends? Black and white. Black and white. First thing, black guy killed by a white police officer. First thing they did. And I knew they were going to go there. This is why we call them useful idiots. And by the way, Vladimir Lenin, the Russian revolutionary, is the one that named him that. Okay? They needed people like that to destroy their country so the bad guys could have more control over those that they wanted to have control over. Okay? Why did they make it a black-white issue? It's an issue of law. Just like Martin Luther King said, it's an issue of law, not color. Why? Because they lose advantage. They lose an advantage point when you actually think about what they're trying to do. Hey, folks, you neuter the bad guys when you look at law. You neuter the bad guys. And again, remember, Lady Justice has a blindfold on. She doesn't know what color people are. It's an issue of law, okay? It's also interesting to note at the same time there were crimes being committed by black police officers on black students. Did you hear a word about that? No, you don't. And you didn't. If you want to see those, you can. You can go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. And this only proves that the useful idiots are cherry-picking the stories and the headlines that they want because they're not making it an issue of law. Again, they're making it a color issue. And I'm frankly quite sick and tired of it. How about you? We're going to be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Today, let's get off the bench and participate in reclaiming America's historical foundations, just like our patriot fathers have for generations before us. So let us all hold dear to our Christian roots, and together we will restore our nation's framework by gratefully supporting the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Right now, okay, guys, we're teeing it up right now for sending the brown shirts, okay? Line upon line, precept upon precept. Just talking about those that are feeling the narrative of the color, friends, of the blacks and the white, as if to suggest that this isn't water under the bridge. Nope, they want to stay on top of it because they can garner more control, wield more control over the people that don't know the difference. And which that brings to my aid by the Holy Ghost, friends, is Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. That's exactly right. They're destroyed for the lack of knowledge. We're not to judge men by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. The content of their character. Now listen to this. You're going to show, folks, I'm setting this up to show you the people that are spewing out this division, okay? This divide and conquer. And I'm talking about the new civil rights hero, Colin Kaepernick, right? They need him again, friends. Folks, and he defeats their purpose at every step, but they keep bringing this useful idiot up for some reason or another. I know not why. Colin went on to say, to me, this is bigger than football, and it would be selfish on my part to look the other way. There are bodies in the streets, and people getting paid, leave, and getting away with murder. Yes, folks, that's true, but that's in every given scenario known to mankind. You know, the protest is good as long as it's peaceful. But when you start looting and when you start fueling people that will loot and that will kill and that will set fires, like the likes of a Colin Kaepernick, you have some issues, friends. You may call it freedom of speech, but I'm here to tell you, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. And you're not permitted to fuel this kind of narrative, friends, to continuously fuel the people that will do and basically go out and do their biddings for them, because that's what a Colin Kaepernick is set in place to do. They want other people to emulate them. And we see folks from his endorsements to his Colin, when are you going to wake up, dude? How is that working out for you, your narrative? You're shooting yourself at every given opportunity because nobody wants you around anymore. Matter of fact, they're even talking about signing him on right now to another football team, and they're declining at this point, friends. Why? Because of the narrative that this man spews, the ignorance that he spews out. Folks, it was a white cop that killed George Floyd. And I can guarantee you, during these peaceful protests, there's a lot of white people out there standing up for George Floyd. Because they understand exactly what I'm saying. Because they live together. They're in this together. They realize they're in this together. They realize that God created them all different colors. And I'm glad he did too. But again, to just pull the rug from this useful idiots narrative, friends. It's interesting. He's talking about there's bodies in the streets and people getting paid leave and getting away with murder. Did anybody see just recently this black police officer grabbing this little 14, 15-year-old kid who happened to be a black kid? Did you hear anything about that? No, they didn't want you to hear about it because it doesn't fit their sick minds, friends. It doesn't fit their communist narrative. I know you're tracking with me, but there's so many different ways I can take this at. Hey, folks, Crime Statistic Bureau of San Francisco, did you know blacks killed by whites is 2%? Why did they highlight that? Because they want to enrage the black people, okay, against the white people, and the white people against the black people. Did you know blacks killed by police is 1%? Did you know whites killed by police is 3%? This doesn't fit their narrative. Okay, whites killed by blacks, 81%. Wow, that's crazy. Blacks killed by blacks, 97%. Someone's tipping the scales here, friends. Why? Because they want to divide the people in this country. During a press conference where this useful idiot, Colin Kaepernick, and the media, the media was eager to make him a fellow propagandist, obviously, and he is that. Colin added insult to injury to his own message by wearing a T-shirt which had a photograph of the 1960 meeting of former Cuban dictator Fidel Castro and Malcolm X that read, "Like minds think alike." So this tells you how he's been indoctrinated. Hey, folks, you need to make distinction between man's laws and God's laws. And like William Blackstone said, anything contrary to God's law is null and void. What you see is man-made today in America. What we used to have in this country is obedience to God out of gratitude to God for his son Jesus Christ and living accordingly. 1 John 2:6, read it when you get a moment. John 14:21, read it when you get a moment. See, you get rid of the fear of God, and then all of a sudden you create the fear of the state through totalitarian methods. And what they do is they come in and they create the crisis, or they add to the crisis, and they change the narrative during the crisis that was already created. Okay? If that be the case. Like minds think alike. This is on Colin Kaepernick's T-shirt. And to think that Olympian John Carlos would like or would look to Colin Kaepernick to be this generation civil rights leader. Folks, whoa, just the ignorance stinks to high heaven here. How irresponsible and reckless can one be to listen to a thing this guy has to say? He's been indoctrinated. So have the useful idiots in the media. They're indoctrinated. Or they're just reading off the teleprompter, right? Wow. The modern-day civil rights wannabes, they're called the demoralizers of the faith, and it's exactly what they are. They also include not only Kaepernick, but also, again, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, and yes, don't forget the civil rights new champion, Oprah Winfrey. Boy, talk about a confused woman. Their definition of rights comes with a God that looks just like them. That's a violation of the Second Commandment, Exodus 20, verse 4. Dr. Alveda King did an event with her. She is the niece of Martin Luther King Jr. out in Georgia. And she spoke on a television show about her uncle, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and the power of nonviolence. She shared that every participant in the civil rights marches back in the 1960s was required to sign a pledge before they could participate. Did you know that? You know what the number one prerequisite was? Meditate on the teachings of Jesus Christ daily. Did you know that? See? Now, hey, folks, don't meditate on the teachings of Fidel Castro and Malcolm X, which, by the way, I believe was going to be converted soon before he was assassinated by the CIA, just so you know. Meditate on the teachings of Jesus. That was the first prerequisite. Remember that nonviolent movement seeks justice and reconciliation, not just victory. That's number two. Number three, walk and talk in the manner of love, charity, for God is love, 1 Corinthians 13. Pray daily to be used by God. Number five, sacrifice personal needs. Greed has to go out the window. Number six, observe with both friend and foe the ordinary rules of courtesy. Okay? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Seek to perform regular service for others and for the world. Number eight, refrain from the violence of fist, tongue, or heart. Number nine, strive to be in good spiritual and bodily health. Number 10, follow the directions of the movement and of the captain of the demonstration. What a great pledge for us all to commit to in our daily lives. Who could denounce that? And if you could, the only argument against the Bible is an unholy lifestyle, so we know where you're at, I guess, right? But when we look at what's going on here today, the self-made civil rights leaders of today have left off their Bibles and their morals, and they debase themselves and reap nothing but mockery and reproach. And there's the media promoting everything they say and do. Folks, let me say this for the millionth time. The media needs to be held lawfully. They need to be held according to law for their transgressions and violations of defamation, inciting violence, lies, malicious intent, destroying the lives of innocent people. Folks, they're there on the behalf of big corporations, is what they are. And keep in mind, they are working hand in glove with corrupt politicians to continuously undermine your foundations in this country. What I want to do is I want to contrast the original pledge that I just read with the modern version of the pledge, as demonstrated by their actions. This is the new civil rights leaders and what it is that their prerequisites are. Okay, meditate on the media and anything but the teachings of Jesus. Is that true? Yep. Number two, civil disobedience to just laws. Who cares? Through force, through totalitarian methods, in hopes of an unjust victory. Yep, at all costs. Number three, walk and talk in the manner of thuggery and pride. Hey, folks, I got about six more to go, and we're going to get over to the topic of sending the brown shirts. The police chief in Minneapolis said many people involved in rioting and looting, they're not from Minneapolis, St. Paul. A lot of information coming out, friends, of provocateurs that are being sent in. And we're finding out that many of them are police working on the behalf or behest of, guess who? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.